with you on 95.2 FM. It's BBC Oxford. Well, the Oxford Filipino community is hosting its 6th annual Sports Day this weekend at Oxford Brookes University. The event raises money for the Oxfordshire Hospitals Trust, as there are at least 3,000 people from the Filipino community working in the hospitals. Ariel Lanada is president of the Oxford Filipino community. So, Ariel, could you tell me about this event on Sunday?
Hi, Bill. Good afternoon. This will be our 6th annual sports festival, and the event will be held at Oxford Brookes University Sports Center. Mainly the event is basketball, and we have 6 basketball teams from Oxford and the neighboring towns who will be participating on Sunday.
But it's not just sport, is it?
This is one of the many programs of the Filipino community, and this is specifically sports festival for the whole month of August, every Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, right, okay. And where are the teams coming from?
So we have a basketball team coming from Aylesbury, Whitney, Kidlington, Watlington, Bicester, and Oxford City proper.
And how much money do you hope to raise on this?
The players don't pay anything to the Filipino community. They only pay for the venue and for the referee. But Oxford Brookes University Sports Center have given us a very good discounted price for the venue for that.
Well, I think it should be great. I gather that it's the opening is at what time?
Opening will be at 9:30 on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be covered by ABS-CBN Filipino TV channel and, of course, BBC Radio and Television. And we have our guest of honor, the assistant to the ambassador of the Philippines, head of the deputy missions, attorney Rinaldo Katapang. And we have also a guest from Thames Valley Police, Police Constable Jonathan Shaw, who will be officiating the oath of sportsmanship.
Right. So I guess your opening ceremony will have lots of different national dress and flags and stuff and traditional food, too.
That's right, yes.
It sounds like it's going to be a really good day, and I suppose a lot of people will be amazed to learn that there are at least 3,000 people from the Filipino community working for the hospitals.
That's right. Well, majority of us are working at the National Health Service. Some are working in allied enterprises like manufacturing and hotels and restaurants. But the majority of us are based in the National Health Service.
Mm. Well, what do you say to those people who would argue that maybe if you were back home in the Philippines, you would increase the efficiency and effectiveness of your own health service there?
Well, you see, Philippines is known to be a nurses-producing country, and we produce more than 25,000 nurses per year. And there are more than 1,000 schools of nursing in the Philippines. So, the Philippine government itself cannot provide employment for these nurses, so that gives opportunity for nurses to go abroad. And in the United Kingdom, there are more than 170,000 Filipino nurses working here.
Well, that is pretty amazing. And so you're going to have a really, really terrific day, are you?
We're looking forward for it, yeah.
Well, great stuff. I hope you have a lovely time, and I hope you earn a lot of money, raise a lot of money.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Ariel Lanada, president of the Oxford Philippine community. Wesley Smith on 90.